In this session, you will be performing physical tasks for me while being deeply hypnotized. Having a pair of wireless headphones would be ideal, or at least a set with a long cord. But I don't want that cord getting in your way. You could put this session on speaker, although it will diminish the sound quality. But it's an option. I also want you to be naked. No blindfold, if you usually wear one. You will be leaving your chair or bed, but you won't be going far. I do want you to be sure you have space next to you, so you don't run into anything or trip over anything. Got it? Good. Safety first. And if you need to tend to any of these details, turn off the recording and do it now. I'm sure you are excited and eager at the prospect of my control over your physical body. You should be, but I want you to let that excitement wane now as I take you into deep hypnosis first. Yes, you will be deeply hypnotized and doing all the things I tell you to do. But first, it's time to take a big, deep breath. Hold it briefly and blow it out. Feel how a little relaxation settles into your body with just one deep breath. I know you want to fall deep for me. Breathe deep for me now. Fill your lungs to capacity, then blow it out. Good. Come with me now. Follow me into hypnosis. Feel your thoughts slow down as I just reach in and gently wipe them away. I want all of your attention right now, right here, on my voice, as you continue to listen and become more relaxed for me. It's okay if your mind is a little active. It will slow down and focus on my voice very soon now. Pay it no mind. Focus here, right here, on my voice. As your muscles settle into the surface you are resting on, bring your attention to how heavy your body is becoming. That's perfectly natural. And it happens as you become more and more relaxed. And as you become more and more relaxed, you might even sense a little tingly feeling. And that's perfectly normal. I just set a timer for your mind. It's an hourglass timer, and since I just turned it over, the grains of sand are slowly shifting through the narrow opening, and by the time all of the sand is on the bottom half, you will be deeply hypnotized for me. Since it just started, we have a little bit of time before that happens, so you can just relax and not think too much about it. I'll keep an eye on that hourglass timer for you, so you know when it fully empties from the top into the bottom. That is sort of how your mind and body are feeling right now. Your mind is becoming emptied as it just seems to flow down into your body, making your body heavier and heavier, just like the hourglass timer flows down from top to bottom. But that's nothing you need to concern yourself with. It will just happen naturally. Your mind becoming emptier and emptier as your body becomes heavier and heavier. Deeply relax. And it feels good to just let go and fall down into this feeling like you are right now. Just letting go more and more and enjoying the process of becoming more mindless and your body more heavy and deeply relaxed. A natural flowing process as gravity just does its job with no expectations in return. You really are good at this. Really good at letting go and just enjoying yourself as you become more mindless and your body more deeply relaxed. I know you want me to hypnotize you, and you will be very deeply hypnotized when the sand in the timer is all at the bottom. Yes, I'm sure if you slowed the timer down, you could see the sand flowing through the narrow portion of it, one grain at a time, just slowing it down enough to see it pass through one by one, so slow. It would have to go so slow to see the sand transition from top to bottom, just like your mind and your body slowing everything down so much. You could just see how mindlessness increases as your body becomes heavier and heavier, so slow. You could see it just like a grain of sand as it happens, but it's nothing you have to think about because it's just not that easy to think at all anymore. And that's perfectly normal too. Perhaps the feeling of deep relaxation is turning into sleepiness for you. That's perfectly normal too. That delicious surrender of self, the letting go you are doing as each grain of sand just passes through now, causing mindlessness to grow because all of your thoughts are emptying down deeper down, like each grain of sand in the timer. Ah, and look at that. I'd estimate it's halfway through. It's emptying process now. But who knows if the sand on one side is perfectly equal to the other. And it's as if it would tip the scale to the bottom half in a mere microsecond, as it just keeps emptying the top half of the timer, grain by grain by grain of sand, one by one by one, passing through and emptying itself in the capable hands of the gravity that's guiding it. And all of that is perfectly normal, just like your emptying mind and deeply relaxed body, just flowing down, deeper down. And you might notice that the associated feeling of sleepiness has grown in the process. And it is all a process, but a very simple one. And it all happens automatically, without any thought or question about it at all. And it sort of feels like time is slowing down now. And the speed of the flow of the sand from the top into the bottom of the timer is slowing, allowing you to see the definition of each grain a little more clearly. And as it happens, the sleepy feeling has become increased, and the muscles have become tired as they relax deeply now. Your mind, very empty now, and your body very deeply relaxed. And it's a wonderful feeling, because you let go of everything outside of my voice and just focused on what I'm saying to you. As each grain of sand falls down from the top half to the bottom half, and nobody had to do anything, because it was all in those capable hands of gravity. Yet the sleepy feeling deep inside of you was allowed to grow and expand, and it turned into deeper relaxation without any notice by you. And that's perfectly normal too. The increased sensations of sleepiness, mindlessness, and deep relaxation are all perfectly normal, as the sound simply flows down from the top to the bottom, so slowly now, as it's becoming as empty as your mind. It really is so close to being empty, as the grains, one by one, just pass through from the top to the bottom, flowing down, sinking down, falling down from the top to the bottom, just sliding down, slipping down, dropping down, tumbling down from the top to the bottom. And as it happens with the timer, so does it with your mindlessness. Increasing your mindlessness as they just flow down, sink down, fall down from top to bottom. A direct connection between you and the timer. As each grain of sand slides down, slips down, drops down, tumbles on down now, just like you, almost completely empty now. As time slows, sleepiness grows, deep relaxation filling you completely, as the last remaining grain of sand passes from top to bottom, and you sleep. I love how easily you become hypnotized these days. How wonderfully your mind is trained to my voice, and how simply you surrender to me. You love it when I simply take your mind, and make it mine. And that's exactly what I'm doing with you today. I'm going to have so much fun with you, because in addition to mind-fucking you, I'll be playing with you physically also, making you do things for me that please or entertain me, and you will do all of them happily for me. You are going to show me just how devoted you are to me today. Yes. A little show and tell, combined with a little Simon Says, or as I like to call it, Mistress Says. And since you are in this wonderfully submissive and obedient state already, why the hell not? You really are in that perfect space of total obedience to me. And you do want to please me. And the prospect of me making you do things for me while in a deep state of hypnosis excites you. It should excite you. Do you know what would make it even more exciting? If you did all the things I'm going to tell you to do, then not remember doing them. Yes, that would be just perfect. You know that you can stay deeply hypnotized, even when you open your eyes for me. I've proven that one to you already. Now, you will learn that you can perform tasks while deeply hypnotized, and remain that way throughout this session today. I know. You've wanted me to do this to you for absolutely ages. Good things come to those who wait. You are so deliciously hypnotized right now. It's the perfect time to show you what you can do for me and remain deeply hypnotized. If at any time I ask you to do something that is physically difficult for you to do, you may remain in the previous position instead and perform the task comfortably. In just a few moments, we will begin. Open your eyes for me now. Very good. Lie there a moment and let them adjust. I want you to stand up for me and remain close to your bed or chair. Good boy. Now, while you just stand there, focus on just one spot that you can see and keep a soft focus on it. Open eyes, mindless and obedient. You are going to say a few mantras for me. I know these thoughts run around your head all the time, but I want you to say them out loud for me. While you are standing there in all of your nakedness, now, say out loud, I adore Mistress Carol.
I adore Mistress Carol.
Very good. Now, say out loud, I submit to Mistress Carol.
I submit to Mistress Carol.
And now, most importantly, say out loud, I obey Mistress Carol.
I obey Mistress Carol.
Good boy. Now, slowly, you will drop to your knees,
slowly,
keeping your torso upright.
And carefully.
As I said earlier, if this is difficult or painful for you, you may just stand. Oh, I do hope you have something soft under your knees. Now, you will say those mantras again, out loud. I adore Mistress Carol.
I adore Mistress Carol.
Excellent. Now you will say, I submit to Mistress Carol.
I submit to Mistress Carol.
Now, you will say, I obey Mistress Carol.
I obey Mistress Carol.
I love how vulnerable you become when you are naked and deeply hypnotized. So very vulnerable. I find your vulnerability to be very sexy, love. Now grab your cock and robotically stroke it for me. Another mindless stroking drone. This action is not about your pleasure. It's about your obedience. It might feel good to you, but that's not the purpose of this action. You display unfailing obedience to me. And in this vulnerable position of being naked, on your knees, and stroking yourself, you are becoming more obedient and more vulnerable. Now, for your mantras while stroking. Say out loud now, I adore Mistress Carol.
I
keep stroking.
Adore Mistress Carol.
Now, say out loud, I submit to Mistress Carol.
I submit to Mistress Carol.
You're quite hard, aren't you? Now, say out loud, I obey Mistress Carol.
Mistress Carol.
Yes, you do, boy. Stop stroking and place your hand back in its natural position. Now, you will bow to and for me, leaving yourself with your head against the floor for 5 seconds. Then you are allowed upright again. Return to the standing position now. Let your eyes continue their soft focus as you say your mantras again for me. I adore Mistress Carol.
I adore Mistress Carol.
I submit to Mistress Carol.
I submit to Mistress Carol.
I obey Mistress Carol. Now, put yourself back into your chair or bed and close your eyes. Just rest as you listen. And drift a little deeper down for me now. You did well. And I love the way you shared your vulnerability with me. Complete obedience is necessary to our dynamic as you trance deep. And just listen to my voice as you enjoy resting again. You will find that you naturally slip down, deeper down, now. It does feel really good to just rest, relax, and listen after your performance. And right now, let yourself fall into a deep trance as you do. Yes, sink down for me, love. Deeper and deeper. As you simply enjoy this opportunity to prove your obedience to me. I enjoyed it also. But right now, I want you to drift deeper, free fall deeper, sleep deeper, and feel how easy it is to become heavy and mindless again. You remember my hourglass timer? I've reset it. And it's pulling you down yet again. Bit by bit. Grain by grain. Succumbing to deeper trance states automatically. Feels good, doesn't it? It always feels good to be deeply hypnotized with me. And right now, you are falling down, deeper down, as the sand from my timer passes through the narrowness that separates top from bottom. I'm going to just let it run a while. While I pull the memories of trance away from you, obliterate your mind, if you will, and leave you in a delightful state of complete submission and obedience to me. Yes, you showed me just what you are capable of today. Deep trance and physicality combined. A true love of the increased feeling of being vulnerable to me. It is a unique world we share here in deep hypnosis. And it allows you to feel or do things that are perhaps outside your particular box when awake. Fun, isn't it? Yes, it is for me too. My timer is delightfully doing its thing while you are doing yours and drifting deeper, falling deeper, sliding deeper, sinking deeper. And as you continue to fall down, deeper down, the memories of this trance are becoming distant from you. You love it when I hypnotize you, and you are unable to remember what I said. This now also pertains to what you did. Those memories are floating away from you now as you let them go, enabling you to enjoy the moment when you wake and realize you are unable to remember this trance. You love it when I do that to you. And today is no exception. You may find an increasing feeling of arousal develop within you when that moment does occur. Having a sexy, skilled hypnotic mistress hypnotize you deeply, then you are unable to remember it, is very arousing to you. And those juices will flow and swell inside of you. When you find that moment of discovery, but for now, you are falling deeper and deeper as my timer transfers its sand from top to bottom, and with it, pulling you down, deeper down. I'm not going to wake you. And you may find that when you wake naturally, you discover a profound sense of mindlessness. It's perfectly normal. And within a minute or two, your mind should clear up enough to find thought again. Oh, look. My timer is nearly done. Yes, love. You will wake from this trance in the time frame that is perfect for you, without my assistance. But it might take a little time for those thoughts of yours to fire up again. All normal. Perfectly normal. And it happens when you've been down deep in hypnosis with me. You know, if you wanted to, you could simply fall asleep, and you wouldn't even have to wake at all if you wanted to just sleep. 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 You could just fall down. Deeper down. And drift off into a deep sleep. Oh. The timer's almost finished, and in just a moment, my voice will fade away from you. Your mind can make its decision then whether to sleep or wake, as I slowly disappear from you now, quite content with our new discovery. Goodbye, love.